Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's the Dallas Cowboys. We will start the season on September 4th in Philadelphia with one of the great rivals. It's been a quarter century since the Cowboys and the Eagles have played week one. Dallas, new coach in Brian Schottenheimer, Dak Prescott back against Jalen Hurts, 2,000-yard rusher Saquon Barkley, and the Philadelphia Eagles. What a way to start what begins the 20th year of Sunday Night Football.
Cowboys and Eagles. Who's excited?
Whatever.
Who's excited?
And those NFC East matchups just never look sexy to me. You know? Too many years of they're always on in the prime window when the teams are like kind of mid. Even though it's a pretty good matchup. And as I said last time, I feel like the division's actually really good. So.
Yep.
Any mock schedules out there? Anyone putting mock schedules together for the Bills?
Is a mock schedule not less useful than a mock draft? Ooh, a mock schedule is just less useful. How about this one?
Yeah. Is it less useful than a mock? I mean, a mock draft itself is... maybe there's less randomness to it. Because you know more about needs and the players you can look into. Like, here's one I just found where the Bills would play week one Sunday night against the Bengals.
Love it.
Week three Monday night against the Patriots. Week seven, oh, baby, this is a Thursday night game. Week seven at the Falcons on Thursday Night Football.
Okay.
All day.
Love it.
Week eight, Bills at Dolphins on Sunday Night Football.
I mean, these are not the prime opponents they have. We're looking at 425s in this case.
Week 17, Thursday night, Christmas night against the Ravens. What do you want for Christmas, though? You want the best matchup possible, don't you?
Yeah, but this is where the league has a problem on Christmas. We just told you that earlier this segment or this hour that Peacock's holiday exclusive, that's what it's called, by the way.
Yeah.
The Peacock holiday exclusive is going to be Saturday Night Football that Christmas week. They're going to pick from the best matchups. The tough part about Christmas is you go Ravens-Bills, you might not get Josh and Lamar. It might be over. If the Bills are...
Yeah, but how true has that ever been? Like, I mean, Lamar maybe sat once in a Week 17, didn't he? But okay. Has Allen ever sat in a Week 17?
You just might not have the game mean really much. Chiefs-Steelers was a Christmas game last year that we're like, this kind of doesn't... Like, what are the odds here? The Chiefs win this game and their regular season ends. Right. 2 weeks
left. They were playing for the one seed still.
They were. Only because the Bills beat them. And you're right. It might not be normal for a week 17 game to have everything locked up, but.
But you're right. It's possible.
It is.
It's possible.
And if you are the NFL, and I've got Allen and Lamar head to head, where do I want to put them? I go, let's be safe with this. This was one of the conversations Sal had with Mike North way back when Brady played against the Patriots back in New England. You remember when that was? It was like week 4.
Right.
Let's not mess around. Let's make sure we get that game, because if we wait too long, somebody could get hurt, a team is out of it. In this case, it's let's make sure we get our favorite matchup of the year in. And, you know, Allen and Lamar could be week 5. And you'd say, like, all right, feel good about that's going to be, you know, start October sweeps. I don't know. You know, they think about a lot of stuff that I probably don't think about.
Yeah. The Nerding on NFL account just tweeted out, connecting some dots, that the way this is shaping up, if they're doing a week 17 Peacock exclusive game, then you might get that. This is normal anyway, that triple header on NFL Network Saturday on week 16.
Okay.
If that happens, though, you're going up against the college football playoff on the same day.
Right.
And do they want to put 3 NFL games on against the college football playoff? I don't know.
Yeah.
More scheduling quirks, though, that I don't know what they'll do. The days of the year make it a little weirder. Does that mean next year will be Christmas will be on a Friday? Like, we'll have a few more years before it becomes kind of awkward again, where it's like a Tuesday or a Wednesday? I don't know.
Christmas, now I've Googled what day of the week it's on. Here, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday. The next four.
So they're going to be on Christmas every, like, without question.
Yep.
For years. And then by then, you might be so established that, like, okay, we'll figure out how to play on Tuesday.
Well, 2029, it's a Tuesday. In 2030, it's a Wednesday.
Those two years.
They made it work for Wednesday, and I bet they make it work for Tuesday.
All right, so they're going to play Christmas until the sun burns out. Probably.
Okay.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. But this, we're going down rabbit holes. I'm Googling what day Christmas is on in 2030. It's like, all right, here we are.
You think they're going to be on Christmas. Do we want them on Christmas, though?
I think it doesn't even matter if you want it. It's going to happen. So that's why.
Okay, but I don't know if I'll be happy about it. Like, I guess I don't know. I've never experienced what it would be like to have a Bills game on Christmas Day. Because, you know, it depends on what your normal festivities are on Christmas. By Christmas night, I'm not usually really doing anything by that point.
Yeah.
But maybe some families are. I don't know.
Christmas night, I'm usually wanting to go to sleep at 7 p.m.
That's
and I got to
right,
make it
right.
The whole night. That's tough. Dan in New Jersey. Hey, Dan, what's up?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
So I was listening. You mentioned, you know, what would it take, the idea that it would be crazy for the Bills to lose the division. And I mostly agree, but that's partly why the NFL is so popular, right? Because week 4, week 5, there's always some result that is starting to form. And everybody's like, is this for real? Could this possibly be happening? So I don't know. I could see, you know, maybe the run game takes a step backwards. Maybe the pass game stays where it was or also takes a step backwards. So I agree with you. It feels super unlikely that the Bills don't win the division.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the NFL. You know, like anything could happen. So I guess we'll see.
Thanks, Dan. You know, this kind of makes me think about the larger conversation about, you know, every Bills fan's got an idea of the best way to win and, you know, arguments between fans or with the GM himself. Allen and Mahomes and Lamar are probably the three that are variable proof.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not going to – Mahomes has a bad year and they're still going to go, like, 15-2 because he's going to make the plays on third down. Allen, oh, there's injuries here. Your defense is this. You have this thing that's so valuable, you're going to win no matter what. Some quarterbacks are really good, but not good enough to be completely –
Mm-hmm.
I think it was C.J. Stroud. Did C.J. Stroud take a step back last year? You could make that case. You could also make the case, well, he's still really good, but things fell apart around him, and he's not quite the level to bring it all. That's fine. We're going to win 13 games anyway. Allen is. And, you know, the Bills are trying to build a team around him, so when stuff goes wrong, they've got depth in different spots, and they've got a revamped front four, and they can make it all happen. But, yeah, like when we sit here and say what would have to happen, we only really talk about injuries. Joe Brady's had the job long enough. We pointed out earlier this morning that Dorsey went from we like him to he's got to go in a month.
Yeah. That's, though, where there is one difference between those three. When we talk about variables, one of them is different than the others. Last 5 years, how many division titles does Josh Allen have? Five.
Yeah.
Last 5 years, how many division titles does Patrick Mahomes have?
Five.
Five. Last 5 years, how many does Lamar Jackson have?
Two.
Two.
Yeah.
He has another dude in his division that if you don't even really need to trip up. If they've got their you-know-what together over in Cincinnati, you could be at your best and still find a way to lose the division because you've got another kingpin in your division.
And the Bills might, 2 years from now, we might talk like that. If May goes where it looks like he might go, then you might have a legitimate, all right, it's a two-horse race in the division every year, and you've got to be ready.
And that's where it is a little different because, like, Kansas City, same thing. Like, they've been the May on, you know, are the Chargers ever going to figure it out with their super-talented Justin Herbert? They've been asking that question for 5 years. Like, Kansas City's been waiting around like, hey, one of you guys going to get it together over here?
Yeah.
You've got good quarterbacks. Like, come on. And no one has. And the Bills, same thing. Like, Miami's come close, and now maybe New England will. Baltimore doesn't have to ask that question. Like, they've got another franchise quarterback in their division ready to go. So that would be one key difference. The Bills, by the way, by the betting odds, if you care, are significantly more favored than any other team to win their division. Like, by what division odds are. They're minus 240, and nobody else is better than minus 150.
Right.
Which would be Philadelphia.
803-0550 if you want to be a part of the show. Thanks for the phone call. Extendo Sports and the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.